Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A ceremony in memory of Robert Bandité will be overseen by Emmanuel Macron at noon today, just outside of the Ministry of Justice at Place Vendôme. This will serve as a final tribute to François Mitterrand's former Minister of Justice. Robert Bandité will remain the great architect of abolishing the death penalty. His family has said that they do not want any representatives to attend from the extreme right and extreme left parties, Rassemblement National and France Insoumise. Controllers for the national rail operator SNCF are set to strike this weekend in the middle of the winter holidays following a call from the union CGT and Sudrail. A strike rate of between 70% and 90% is expected after negotiations with management failed concerning compensation and bonuses. Nicolas Sarkozy will learn of his fate today in the corruption and influence peddling case that has become better known as the Affaire Pygmalion. After weeks of waiting, the former president will receive the final decision from the Paris Court of Appeal. Sarkozy was initially handed a one-year sentence to be served at home with an electronic bracelet. Digital driving licenses will be available from today across France with the mobile app France Identité. The scheme was initially trialled in Rhône, Hauts-de-Seine and Eure-et-Loire. 600,000 CAF accounts have been affected by a cyber attack. The hacker group Lulsec claimed responsibility for the theft of data associated with 600,000 people in France who are in the benefits system. And finally, to rugby, and France will be without their captain Grégory Aldrit when they take on Italy over the weekend. Aldrit sustained an injury to his thigh during the match against Scotland. He should be fit to play again in 10 days' time. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.